Welcome to the Bunker Hill Cheesecast, brought to you by Heine's Cheese Chalet, a little place with big taste. I'm Missy Horsfall, Director of Tourism Relations. When the Amish and Mennonite came as early settlers in Ohio, they brought everything they needed to build their communities. Farmers, furniture makers, cheesemakers. They not only produced what they needed, but they also brought craftsmen of all kinds that passed on their skills to the next generation. There are more than 30 retail furniture showrooms and about 400 manufacturers in Ohio's Amish country. Amish Made has a reputation for quality, and not only in the furniture market. Amish builders and cabinet makers, as well as bakeries and restaurants, are well known for homegrown, or in today's vernacular, organic, handmade, well-crafted items of every kind. Many of our stores will create custom pieces to customer specifications, offering one-of-a-kind purchases to our visitors. This area has long been known for home-style cooking, delicious meats, cheeses, and baked goods, but in recent years we have begun to see everything from fine dining to farm-to-table options, as well as local breweries and wineries that have been on the rise as well. If you're looking for shopping, craftsmanship, and food all in one place, stick with me to hear about a local business that offers all of that. My guest today is January Tango, General Manager of Walnut Creek Amish Flea Market. Welcome, January.
Thanks, Missy. I appreciate you having me.
Well, I'm delighted to have you on the podcast. You know, we, for the last several years, we've worked together with tourism in the area, so.
Yes, we've been working together for quite a few years now with different things, so yes.
So tell me, why Holmes County? What in the world are you doing here?
I grew up in the area. I am 40 years old, and I moved out to the Worcester area for about 11 years, but we did come back to the area again here. I just love the area. I just love the people, the friendships, and everything else. It's just a very important aspect of being in this area.
So hometown.
Hometown, exactly it, yes.
Yeah, and actually, the flea market is a family-owned business, correct?
Yes, the flea market is a family-owned business. My dad just retired about 4 months ago from his other job. So now he is with us. Mom and I started it when we first got it open about 12 years ago now. And it was her and I doing a lot. Dad would come up after his other job and help with maintenance issues. But now he retired, so he's up there all the time helping with anything we need. And he's a big part of it now. Finally, after so many years, he can actually see it from start to finish now.
Sure. So, instead of, you know, trying to get there when he could and help out when
he exactly
could.
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. So, and he can come and go as he wants to, too, with part of it.
In his retirement years, he has stuff to keep busy, but something he enjoys as well.
I think it's retirement. He seems to be up there more than I expected, but he enjoys it. So.
That's great. And it's a wonderful business for your family. I feel like, because I know you love people and love meeting people, and so in that environment, that's terrific.
You are exactly right. You meet people from all over the world, actually. You'd just kind of think maybe the United States, but no, it's from all over the world. And you learn so much about different areas. And then you also meet the people locally who are a big part of making this area successful as well. So, yes.
One of the things I always loved about being up there is seeing even your kids are up there. Before they were in school, they would be up there with you working.
Yes, I have four kids. Ranging from 5 to 14, and then I also have a 26-year-old stepdaughter. And even my 26-year-old stepdaughter, I've known her since she's been 6 years old, and I was in retail since I have been about 11 years old. Then when I got older and opened my own business, she would come with me for my retail stores, and she learned to be right there with the people and selling. So every child has been with me. I mean, they are just very people, that's for sure. So yes.
Yeah. Yes. Now, it sounds like if you started when you were 11, were you working with your mom then?
Yes, mom had retail stores then, and I tagged along with her all the time and then worked for her at her retail stores and then opened a few of my own. So we've always been in the retail aspect of it and the public and things like that.
Well, that's a great fit for you. Now, I know you've had an extraordinary year on top of another extraordinary year almost. There was a fire not too long ago.
So yes, in August of 2019, I believe the date was the 21st. It was actually the first day of school for my kids. And I had a call from one of my vendors at about 3 o'clock in the morning. He was actually going to his other job at Der Dutchman. And he called and said, I want to let you know, but there is flames shooting out of the roof.
My.
Of the flea market, and you know, you're dead asleep, jump out of the bed, not even thinking, run out the door without shoes. My husband starts screaming, you get back here, get your shoes on and stuff. And then he said he already called the fire department. And by the time I got out there, there were some trucks there and stuff, and it was out of the roof. They fought that fire. I don't even know how many hours they did. And I want to say, I don't even know how many hundreds of, I know it's hundreds of thousands of gallons of water they brought in like swimming pools. They just stacked them all along the road and just kept pumping them out and pumping it out. They had, I think they said 20 different fire departments there. But it ended up quite devastating. It took us about 11 months to get back open from it. We had the support of the community. Almost all of our vendors came back. Every single vendor in that market lost everything. Mm. If it wasn't from the fire, it was from the smoke.
Yes.
Or it was from the soot. It ended up being about $2.5 million in damage in the end of it. But we came back. We opened July of 2020. And we were able to open about 4 or 5 months for the season. The response was great. Everybody was excited to see the new flea market. Made changes to it. We didn't lose the family atmosphere. We kept our vendors in there that are so important to us, that want to be part of that. And the end result, we couldn't be happier, but it was a challenge getting to that point. You know, like I said, with the support, our family worked together to make it work. The support of the community, support of family, the support of friends. And yeah, we're back, better and stronger. Back. So, yes.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary story of, as you said, community support and the what you went through as a group, the vendors, which are much like family to you, the people that are in the flea market itself who have their booths there.
No, you're exactly right. It was a family. And I had one of the vendors, they were an older couple, retired. They didn't have insurance on their booth. They had several in there. And they came back for the new season, even expanded in another booth. But she said her and her husband up there, when they saw the fire, they came that next day. And there was still a little bit of flames there. And she said they just looked at each other and didn't know what to do. She said, I looked over at you, saw you on the bench. You had your head between your legs and tears just coming down your face. She said, I looked at my husband and said, if you think we got things to worry about, let's remember them, that we need to help them too. You know, and that still sticks with me, that she came to me and made a point to tell me that that's what we do. It's not all about me,
right,
or what happened to us. It's about making it work for everybody and how we can help each other out. Right. So, yes.
And working together,
yes,
to do
exactly.
That.
Yep.
Yeah, that's incredible. And so thankful that, yes, there was great loss, but there was no loss of life.
There was no, like I said, it was in the middle of the night, and it was caused by lightning. And everybody's like, oh, I can't believe it hit the market. The lightning did not hit the market, actually. It was about a quarter of a mile away. They called it like a lightning storm or something happened that night. There was even the road right behind the market. It hit the road, and there was a milk truck back there, and it actually blew out all four of its tires that night,
oh,
too.
My.
So they were striking everywhere like that, but it traveled up, you know, through the ground. I don't know exactly how it works, but it then went to the ceiling, smoldered there for a couple hours, and then it caught after that.
Wow, that is incredible. And so now you're back up and running full speed ahead.
We're back up and running full speed ahead. Everything looks great. We're going to open again March 4th for the new season here, and we're excited about it. Can't wait. We're full, ready to go, and some new items in there, new products. A couple new vendors that are in there, so yeah.
Tell me some of the things that you do have for vendors. Like, I know there's some furniture booths, for instance.
Yeah, for the customers, what we try to do is we are about 60,000 square feet. It's all indoor, one level. So we try to do a couple things is we try to make it accessible, very easily accessible for the customers to come in, and then also for the buses when they come in. And the other thing we do is we are small enough that you'll get through the market in 2 to 3 hours, but we're not so big that you're going to miss something. So in order to do that, we try to have a large array of different items in there for them. So you're not seeing the same thing over and over and over again, because it's not going to be a good experience for the customer and the vendor. I mean, it's not helping the vendor out either if you have the same thing. So we offer everything. There's furniture made by the Amish in the area. There's outdoor furniture that we have too. There's air plants. There's quilts. We have a sports store in there for the guys. We have, you know, then you're going to have your stuff, the dollar store stuff. Then we have your homemade signs. So we just try to make it, like I said, a wide array of everything so you can find something in there.
Do you have local artisans that have booths in there with some of
their? Yes, I do have like a lady that's in there. She'll be making quilts while she's in there. I have a lady that does signs. She'll make up signs for you. I have a guy that he does laser engraving, and he does it on any wood product, cups, anything. He's got 2 or 3 laser engravers in there, so he can custom make whatever you're looking for too.
Yeah, and I've been through the flea market both before and after. It's a wonderful spot, and it's a big attraction for people that come to our area for tourists and visitors and locals as well. If I have company that comes to the area, we're always headed up there because there's so many things to see.
That's
and
just
do.
It. You can stop in there and usually somebody who's going to find something in there. And then, you know, we also have a little cafe where you can get, you know, just a wrap or something small. But then you have your mashed potatoes and your noodles that obviously is associated with this area that we offer there too. So you can also eat, shop, relax. And then we also have live entertainment in there on Saturdays. Not so much last year with the COVID and so forth. But we're hoping we can bring that back at some point this season. We can just sit in the cafeteria, relax, eat your food, and then listen to the entertainer. So yes.
It's a great place to come and to keep coming back to if you're visiting in the area. What would you say, and you've had retail businesses in the area for a long time, which means a lot of it is locals, but much of what you do now is for tourism. What have you seen through the years? You've been here a long time now.
I have, and it made it kind of unique because I was on the back aspect of it and still am a little bit where I do the retail end, but I had, you know, stores throughout all of Ohio, and several of the stores were in different flea markets. So being a retailer myself, I got to see what, hey, this worked out great. Hey, this looked good. Not so much. So those different things that I saw, the different markets, we were able to kind of bring into the market that we have ourselves to try to make the experience the best that we could. And at the same time, you're going to have your products that we know are going to sell good in the area. Then you have your hot commodities that, oh, we got to get this in because this is popular right now. So that, you know, we try to bring that into the market. So in being in the retail end of it, you learn how a customer, when they come to this area, what they expect from us, how to be treated. You know, we want to treat the customer like to make it a great experience for them that they want to repeat, come back, mm-hmm. and enjoy themselves. And what we do is, it's not just our market, but the community around us, the different businesses around us, they have that same mentality to them that they do that as well. And that's very important for us.
Yeah, I've heard this over and over. It's about the experience. For us who live here and who are offering things to visitors, we want them to come and have an experience here, yes. in Ohio's Amish country.
Yes, and it is about the experience. And we want them to come back, bring their family, bring their friends. Because, you know, we have the shopping, we have the cheeses, we have the meats, the hotels, we have the wineries, we have the breweries in the area. So it's all here for them. They just need to come, experience it, and they'll definitely be back. There's no question about it.
It's even beyond the business. You own your business, and I'm an employee of a business. And of course, we want business. You know, we want tourists to come. We want them to spend their money here. But it's even more than that for me, and I'm sure it is for you, because you live here. You grew up here. This is home to you. And I've been here maybe as long as you have, because I'm that much older than you. But I'm not originally from this area. But it's something that I really desire for visitors to feel and experience when they come into this area, because it's so unique and so unlike any
other
place in the world.
A couple cool things about that is, one, you know, I've been here my whole life, and I don't ever, ever get tired of it. I don't ever get tired of the atmosphere, the view, the people. I just don't ever get tired of it. And we've had, I can't even count how many vendors that come to the market that come and set up as a vendor from 2, 3, 4 hours away, even an hour and a half. They will actually love this area so much that they will move to this area. You know, they'll buy a house in this area and stay after, and not just because they're a vendor at the market, but because of the people that they've met in the area and how beautiful the area is, that they actually come and stay in the area then. So
there's just definitely something here that has a draw to it for sure.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, well, I know in your business is unique in that as they come in and park, you keep track of who's coming in, like where they're from and where our visitors are from. Tell me a little bit about what you see as the cars come through and you see the license plates, because you mark that down, don't you?
Yes. So what we do is, you know, we consider locals and then out of town and Holmes and Tuscarawas County. We consider a local because that's the two closest. Obviously, we're in Holmes County and Tuscarawas County is the next county beside us. And then we look at the license plate, the numbers on them, and we know kind of the counties that they're coming from and the states. So obviously, other than our local counties that are around us, the states we see, you know, West Virginia, New York, and those are the two big ones that come in. Canada, we get a lot from Canada that come, which is really neat. California, they come from every state in the United States. We have had every state come visit us at the market. And then we also get them from, like I said, other countries as well that will come visit us too. And, you know, we're right on 39, and it's kind of the start. We call it, I guess, the hub of Amish country. It's the start of Amish country. So we do get a lot of, they stop in at the market first, so we kind of get to see where they're coming from and get to talk to them, what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And what they're looking for, you know, everything they can find in Holmes County, and we kind of direct them what direction they need to go and find. You know, if they want a hotel, a bed and breakfast, they can find that all in the area as well. Tuscarawas County, that's right beside us. A lot of times if you're coming off 77, they're going to go through there, and you have Werther Carvings. There's a lot of breweries and restaurants that are there too that they can visit before they get to Holmes County, the hub of Holmes County there, and go through the Amish country area.
We have such a diversity of things to offer our visitors, I think. And, you know, I'm just curious if you have any interesting stories about people that have come through the market or have come to the area, and maybe something that surprised them.
The thing they seem surprised about, which, again, I didn't think I took it for granted, but I guess I do, is buggies on the road at all the time. And they just are amazed. You know, we consider it just part of lifestyle that's in the area and what we see. And they always will be like, where do we find a buggy and a horse on the road? I'm like, just drive. If you drive through the area, you're going to see it. You know, Charm, obviously that's known as a big area for that. You know, we send them to Charm over there so they can see that. But it's not something you're not going to see. They're going to find that wherever they go. And they'll come back to the market to maybe the next day to shop again. They're like, you're right. We saw one too. We stopped along the road. We couldn't believe it. I'm like, that's just, you know, it's part of the area. We're Amish country. That's just what you're going to find. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah. And I think you're right. We do sort of take that for granted. I can remember originally when I came to the area and how fascinating it was for me. So it is that kind of, you're not going to find this anywhere else. You're just not going to see it anywhere else. And what seems normal to us and what we've kind of assimilated into our life and our lifestyle, people are really enthralled by, and they just can't get over it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You know, they're still plowing with the three horses on the fields. They're doing it all by hand. We see it all the time, and they're like, where's the machines? Where's this? I'm like, they don't do it that way. So
it's just not there. And I feel like the area has a really good integration of both the English, that is the non-Amish, and the Amish. So the English and the Amish live and work side by side. And those of us who do that, we don't think anything about it.
No, there's no, you're Amish, you're not. There's no line. I mean, there's vendors at the market that are Amish. There's ones that are not. And we all help each other out. You know, they need help building something. The Amish and non-Amish work together and do it. So there's no line. You don't know one from the other. I mean, we all work together and don't think twice about it. And we just, it's just part of our lifestyle. So, and I think maybe that catches, you know, some of the people coming to the area off guard because, you know, they don't get to experience it like we do.
And yeah, it's an integrated culture in which I think... In a different way than maybe any other two cultures together. I don't know.
It is, but I still think for the non-Amish, it makes us settle down, sit down, slow down, appreciate it, and not be worried about the next thing right away to do. You know, I think it makes us appreciate what we have at the time and appreciate what we're doing, who we have in our family. And that, I think, is what it does help us with being in this area and interacting with us as a community. So, yes.
I think one of the reasons why we love to have visitors is for them to experience that exact same thing. The slowing that down, the taking a pause, the concentrating on family, on just experiencing a different pace of life.
Yes, it's a different pace of life. Like you said exactly right. That's what it is. It's not that we're not doing anything or whatever you know, think, but it's we're doing it, but we appreciate it as we're doing it and appreciate each other and our area. So, and we want those people coming in to see this and experience it and maybe take something with them, not just the purchase, but the experience. We want them to take that with them, take it back home, and look forward to coming back and experiencing that again in our area.
Couldn't have said it better myself, January. Hey, thank you so much for being on the podcast today with me. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And now it's time for Did You Know? Did you know there are specific criteria for excellency in cream sticks? Due to the abundance of bakeries in our area that make these delicious treats, not to be confused with Long John's, eclairs, or maple bars, we have a multitude of experts in the area of where to buy the best cream stick. Yeast consistency, is the dough light and airy? Cream definition. Do you prefer sweet confection versus Bavarian or cream style? Flavored? Are you a purist? Vanilla only? Or will peanut butter or any other flavor suit you just as well? Heavy on the frosting or light? Glazed then frosted? Or no glaze, only frosting? You can see the possibilities are endless. And with all the wonderful bakeries here putting their own creative touches on these pastries, it may be best for you to become your own expert, which means you'll have to try them all. And now you know.